This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
House-to-house surveys across Iraq show that the Iraqis want all U.S. troops out. The midterm U.S. congressional elections showed that a growing majority of Americans want the same thing. Yet this week, President George Bush moved in the exact opposite direction. He announced his plan to send more U.S. troops into Iraq. In the same week, he ordered the bombing of Somalia. In the same week, the world public learned that Israel is practicing for a bombing attack with nuclear weapons on Iran. Who is running U.S. foreign policy, and where are they heading? To explore this, I'm joined from Florida by Paul Craig Roberts. He was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, and he was the Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Currently, you frequently can find his commentary on the Counterpunch website. Good morning, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, Craig.
Good morning.
You've argued that Bush's announcement of an increase of troops in Iraq is a distraction from his real war plans. Could you explain your reasoning, please?
Well, you know, Bush explains it himself in his speech, where his Wednesday night speech, surge speech. After you get to about two-thirds into the speech, he says that, in fact, the surge will not determine our victory in Iraq, that victory in Iraq depends on us attacking Iran and Syria, because he asserts Iran and Syria are arming the insurgency and providing sanctuary. So quite clearly, the surge is a red herring. It's a distraction for Congress and the American media to debate and talk about while they go forward with the war plans against Iran. We have many indications of those plans, including all that you mentioned in your introduction. Also, we have the indications in the two U.S. Aircraft carrier strike groups that are being concentrated in the Persian Gulf, where they would be sitting ducks with no room to maneuver, and thus another opportunity for a new Pearl Harbor. We have it in the illegal invasion and arrest in Iraq yesterday of Iranian consulate officials by the United States forces. Over both the opposition of the Kurds, in whose territory it took place, and over the opposition of the Iraqi foreign minister. Bush claims that he ordered these consulate people to be arrested because they were making plans to, quote, kill Americans. This clearly is a slap in the face to Iran, provocation. It's the bully trying to pick a fight. If you look at what Bush said in his speech, you realize that it's the most blatant, transparent propaganda that I think the world has ever seen. Bush claims that the Iranian Shiites are arming the Iraqi Sunnis. And of course, the Iraqi Sunnis are fighting far harder and killing far more Iraqi Shiites than they are killing American troops. And it's inconceivable that Iranian Shiites would arm their enemies, Iraqi Sunnis.
So why the need for this distraction, or put a different way, why is the media and Congress focusing on Iraq when, as you're arguing, the target is clearly Iran?
for several reasons. One, the Bush was about to be forced out of Iraq. The American, as you said in the introduction, the American public has shown that's their preference, not only in the elections, but in the recent polls, which show 70% of the population want the troops out. Also, majority of the troops themselves have been polled. They want out. The generals want them out. He could not find a general to appoint to oversee the surge. He had to get an admiral. And, of course, admirals know nothing about ground wars. The American foreign policy establishment is represented by the Iraqi study group, 79, 73 representatives of the American establishment want the troops out. And so the neoconservatives were about to lose their long-planned chance to create an American-Israeli hegemony in the Middle East with defeat in Iraq. And so the surge gains time for them to orchestrate a war with Iran, and that's all it's about. Everyone who's looked at it, all the generals, everybody, has said that the additional troops won't make a dent on the insurgency. They're certainly not going to be able to take control of Baghdad. The notion of using them to attack the Shiite militias, which have not been part of the insurgency, is insane. Clearly, if we attack the Shiite militias, that's a way of pulling Iran into the war, because we can claim that these people are aligned with Iran. So the whole thing of the surge is to gain time so they can orchestrate the war with Iran. It has no other purpose. On its face, it's militarily, it's an absurdity. It cannot achieve any of the goals that it's said to be its purpose. So that's the answer.
You referred to a struggle over a U.S. Middle East policy between the neocons and the foreign policy establishment. Does this indicate to you that that battle and struggle is still going on, or that the foreign policy establishment, figures like Baker, Carter, etc., have lost the struggle?
I cannot say. I can lay out several possible explanations. One could be that they haven't really realized that the surge is simply buying time so that the administration can quickly orchestrate a war with Iran. And therefore they know that the surge will fail and that it will be easier to prevail over Bush with less humiliation to the Republican Party by letting him have his surge and fail. Because then he has no more cards, and then they can ease him out of the policy without having to remove him from office or threaten him in some serious way or cause some sort of infringement of the commander-in-chief's right to command forces under wartime conditions. I think they're very worried not only about Bush and what he's doing, but they're also worried about if we let Congress impair the commander-in-chief powers by stopping Bush from these rash and unreasonable acts, we will establish precedent, and other Congresses might use it more aggressively and so on. And so I think they're worried about that. So it could well be this. They've decided, well, let the fool have his surge, it'll fail, then he has nothing else to say, and we can get him out, and we can bring this to an end. That would be a miscalculation, because once he gets a war going with Iran, the whole thing changes dramatically, and particularly if he does it in a way that we have another Pearl Harbor, like September 11th, which causes the American people to have an outburst of patriotism and wrap themselves in the flag and demand revenge. So I am confident that the focus is on Iran, that they are orchestrating a war. That's why he lies and says that Iranians are fighting Americans in Iraq, which is untrue. It's why he lies and says that Iranian Shiites are arming Iraqi Sunnis, which is inconceivable to anybody who knows anything whatsoever about the Middle East, because the Sunnis are killing Iraqi Shiites at a far higher rate than they're killing American troops. So that's a blatant propagandistic lie, and he can tell these lies because the American media and the American public don't know anything whatsoever about the Middle East. And so they're going to orchestrate something. They're trying, with this arrest of Iranian consular officials in the Kurdish part of Iraq. What they will do next, I can't predict. I remember back during the earlier wars Israel had with the Arabs, that Israel tried to draw us into attacking Egypt by bombing the U.S. Liberty, an American ship that was there. And later it was said to have been a mistake. But, of course, they had already overflown the ship a dozen times and had been told by radiocon attack that it was an American vessel observing the and basically serving an intelligence function for the Israelis. So it's entirely possible that what the neoconservatives would love to happen is for us to lose an aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf because it would be blamed on Iran. They would love that to happen because the Americans would be, again, deceived, taken in, and we would be off and running with a far more serious war with more catastrophic consequences.
And that's a gloomy perspective.
I think it's just a realistic perspective. If you look at what he's saying, what they've said, or just look today at all the headlines on antiwar.com, just looking at the headlines, you can see, Bush authorized Iranians' arrest in Iraq, Rice says. U.S. forces fighting Iranians in Iraq. U.S. says raid capture of Iranians is based on plans to kill Americans. Wherever you look, the U.S. sends warplanes to Turkey's encircling military base. And, of course, we have attacked in Somalia with proxy armies, with our Air Force, our Navy's involved. So it's what we are watching is, right now, it's already happening, a widening of the war against all Muslims that are not American puppets. And that is the goal, and the neoconservatives who've worked for over a decade to achieve this realize that this is their last chance. And if they're forced out of Iraq before they can get a wider war going, then the whole thing is over. They can't have defeat in Iraq and then go start a war with Iran. It just wouldn't be possible. So now, can he be stopped? Only if the American establishment and the Congress can realize what's happening and realize the consequences and simply go down and tell Bush no or he'll be impeached. They can, on top of that, cut off the money, and on top of that, they can repeal the authorization they gave to attack Iraq. So So then he has no grounds on which to do anything. And if he were to persist, then he most certainly would be impeached. And I think that is what would have to be done to stop it. The leadership, the bipartisan leadership of the House and Senate, would have to go to the White House and tell him, no, or you will be impeached inside the week. There's nothing else can stop him. He is a war criminal. He's insane. And he is a lackey, a puppet of the neoconservatives. There's not an ounce of integrity or decency in the man. We are dealing with the most evil public figure since Adolf Hitler. That is the fact.
Well, it's been illuminating hearing your thoughts, and we'll get back to you for more of them.
I bet. Okay.
We will. Okay. Take care. Thanks. I've been speaking with Paul Craig Roberts. He was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, and he was the Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's co-author of the book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. You can frequently find his commentary on the Counterpunch website. That's www.counterpunch.org.